This is the Sakar Murli of the 9th of July 2025. The essence, sweet children, the Father has come to give you the jewels of this knowledge. Whatever the Father says or explains to you, it is knowledge. No one except the ocean of knowledge can give you the jewels of this knowledge. Question. What is the main reason why the value of souls decreases? Answer. The value decreases when alloy is mixed into them. Just as the value of jewelry made with gold becomes less when alloy is mixed into it, in the same way, when the alloy of impurity is mixed into souls that are like pure gold, their value decreases. At this time, souls that are Tamo Pradhan have no value. Even their bodies have no value. You souls and your bodies are now becoming valuable by having remembrance. Song, who came today early in the morning? Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children, and also shows you ways to have remembrance. You children sitting here are internally aware that our innocent Baba Shiva has come. If Baba were to sit in silence for half an hour without saying anything, you souls would feel inside that Shiv Baba should say something. You would know that Shiv Baba is present in this one, but that he is not saying anything. This too is your pilgrimage of remembrance. Your intellects have remembrance of Shiv Baba alone. Internally you feel that Shiv Baba should say something and give you jewels of this knowledge. The Father only comes to give you the jewels of this knowledge. He is the ocean of knowledge. He says, children, remain soul conscious. Remember the Father. This is knowledge. The Father says, remember the drama, cycle, the ladder, and the Father. This is knowledge. Whatever Baba explains, it is called knowledge. He also explains the pilgrimage of remembrance to you. All of these aspects are jewels of this knowledge. The things that he explains about remembrance are very good jewels. The Father says, remember your 84 births. You came down pure, and you now have to return after becoming pure. You have to return in your karmateet stage after claiming your full inheritance from the Father. That will only happen when you souls have become Sato Pradhan by having the power of remembrance. These words are very valuable. They should be noted down. It is the souls who imbibe everything. These bodies made of organs are going to be destroyed. Souls are filled with good and bad sanskars. The Father too is filled with the sanskars of this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This is why he is called knowledgeful. Baba explains everything to you correctly. The cycle of 84 births is very easy. The cycle of 84 births has now come to an end. You now have to return home to the Father. Dirty souls cannot go there. When you souls become pure, you will shed your bodies. You cannot receive a pure body here. This is an old shoe. There is disinterest in it. We souls have to be purified so that we can receive pure bodies in the future. In the Golden Age, both souls and bodies were pure. At this time, you souls have become impure, and so your bodies are also impure. As is the gold, so the ornaments made from it. The government says that people should wear jewelry made of less carat gold. Its value is less. The value of you souls is also very low. There, you souls have so much value. You are all Sato Pradhan. Everyone is now Tamo Pradhan. Alloy is mixed into souls. They are of no use at all. There, souls are pure, and so they have a lot of value. They have now become 9-carat, and so they have no value. This is why the Father says, make the soul pure, and you will receive a pure body. No one else can give you this knowledge. Only the Father says, constantly remember me alone. How could Sri Krishna say this? He is a bodily being. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. Do not remember bodily beings. You understand all of this, and you now have to explain it to others. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. His birth is subtle, alaukik. He also gives subtle birth to you children. So here, there is the subtle father and the subtle children. It is said, laukik, worldly, alaukik, subtle, and paralaukik, beyond this world. You children receive a subtle birth. The father adopts you and gives you the inheritance. You Brahmins know that you have taken a subtle birth. You receive a subtle inheritance from the subtle father. No one but Brahmakumars and Kumaris can become the masters of the world. Human beings don't understand anything. The father explains so much to you. Souls who have become impure cannot become pure except by having remembrance. If you don't stay in remembrance, alloy will still remain in you souls, and you will not be able to become pure. You would then have to experience punishment. Human souls of the whole world have to return home after becoming pure. The bodies are not going to go there. The Father says, it is so difficult for you to consider yourselves to be souls. You cannot have that stage whilst doing your business, etc. The Father says, Acha, if you are unable to consider yourself to be a soul, remember Shiv Baba. While carrying on with your business, etc., make this effort. I, the soul, am doing this work through this body. I, the soul, am remembering Shiv Baba. I, the soul, was at first pure, and I now have to become pure once again. This is the effort you have to make. There is a huge income to be earned in this. Here, no matter how wealthy people are, no matter how many millions or billions they have, they still don't have that happiness. Everyone has so much sorrow. Someone may be a great king or a president, etc. today, but tomorrow they would kill him. Look at all the things that are happening abroad. The wealthy and the kings have so many problems. Those who were kings here have become subjects. It has now become government by the people, even over those kings. It is fixed like this in the drama. This is its condition at the end. Many will fight among themselves. You know that the same thing happened in the previous cycle. You are now claiming back in an incognito way your kingdom that was lost, with your heart and soul and with a lot of love. You have been given the recognition that you were the masters, that you were Sun Dynasty deities. You are now making effort here to become that once again by listening to the story of becoming true Narayan. How can the Father change us from ordinary humans into Narayan? the father comes and teaches Raj Yoga. No one on the path of devotion can teach this. No human being can be called the father, teacher, and guru. So many old stories are told on the path of devotion. You children now definitely have to become pure in order to receive comfort for 21 births. The father says, consider yourselves to be souls. According to the drama, you have been body conscious for half a cycle. You now have to become soul conscious. According to the drama, the old world now has to change and become new. There is just the one world. This old world will become new again. When it was New Bharat in a new world, there were deities living there. You also know its capital. It was by the banks of the river Jamna. It was also called Paristan. There was natural beauty there. When you souls become pure, you receive pure bodies. The father says, I come and make you beautiful into deities. Each of you children should continue to check yourself. Do I have any defects? Do I stay in remembrance? You also have to study. This study is very important. Here, you just study one thing. In other studies, there are so many books, etc. This study is the highest of all. The one who is teaching you is Shiv Baba, the highest on high. It isn't that Shiv Baba is the master of this world. It is you who become the masters of the world. Baba continues to tell you so many deep things. People think that God is the master of the world. The father explains, sweetest children, I am not the master of this world. You become the masters of your kingdom, and you then lose that kingdom. Then the father comes and makes you into the masters of the world again. This is called the world. It doesn't apply to the subtle region or the incorporeal world. You come here from the incorporeal world and go around the cycle of 84 births. Then the father has to come again. You are now being inspired to make effort in order to claim back the reward that you lost. This is a play about victory and defeat. This kingdom of Ravan has to end. The father explains everything so easily. The father sits here himself and teaches you. Elsewhere, it is human beings teaching human beings. You too are human beings, but it is you souls who are being taught by the father. The sanskars of this study remain in you souls. You are now very knowledgeful. All of that other knowledge is the knowledge of devotion. You do need knowledge to earn an income. There is also the knowledge of the scriptures. This knowledge is spiritual. The spiritual father sits here and gives this knowledge to you spirits. You also heard this 5,000 years ago. Nowhere else in the world would anyone teach you in this way. No one knows how God teaches. You children know that a kingdom is being established through this study. Those who study well and follow Srimad will become the highest, whereas those who had the father defamed by letting go of his hand will receive a very low status amongst the subjects. The father only teaches one study. There is so much margin or scope for studying. It used to be the deity kingdom. Only the one father comes here and establishes a kingdom. Everything else will be destroyed. The father says, "Children, now prepare yourselves very quickly. Don't waste your time by being careless. When you don't stay in remembrance, you lose your most valuable time. Carry on with your business, etc., for the livelihood of your bodies, but let your hands do the work while your hearts remember Baba." The father says, "Remember me, and you will receive the kingdom." There is also the story of Kuda, God, the friend. There is a play about Aladdin and his magic lamp. With just a clap, so much treasure emerged. You children now understand what you are being made into by Allah when He claps. By having divine visions, you instantly go to paradise. Earlier, some daughters would sit together and go into trance. Because of this, people started saying that there was magic here. Therefore, that part was stopped. All of those stories refer to this time. There is also the story of Hatamtai. As soon as you put the bead in your mouth, Maya disappears. Then when you take the bead out, Maya reappears. No one else can understand the secret. The father says, "Children, keep that bead in your mouths. You are oceans of peace. You souls remain in silence in your original religion of oneself. In the golden age, too, you know that you are souls. But no one there knows the Father, the Supreme Soul. Tell anyone who asks you anything about that. There is no mention of vice there. That is a viceless world. The five vices don't exist there. There is no body consciousness there. In Maya's kingdom, you become body conscious. Whereas there, in the golden age, you are conquerors of attachment. Conquer your attachment to this old world. Those people, the sannyasis, who leave their households, have disinterest in the world. You don't have to leave your households. While staying in remembrance of the Father, you have to shed your old bodies and return home. All of you have to settle your karmic accounts. You will then all return home. This happens every cycle. Your intellects now go far up above. Those people try to see how deep the ocean is and what there is on the sun and the moon. Previously, there was the belief that the sun and moon were deities. You now say that they are lights for the stage. The play is performed here. Therefore, lights too are needed here. They don't exist in the incorporeal world or the subtle region. There is no play performed there. The play continues eternally. The cycle continues to turn. There is no annihilation. Bharat is an eternal land. Human beings reside on it. It doesn't become flooded. All the animals and birds that exist will also remain. However, none of those other lands exist in the golden or silver age. Whatever you have seen in a divine vision, you will see that in a practical way. You will go to paradise in a practical way and rule there. You are now making effort for this. In spite of that, the father says, remembrance requires great effort. Maya doesn't allow you to have remembrance. Remember Baba with a lot of love. On the path of ignorance too, everyone praises their father with a lot of love. Our so-and-so was like this, and he had such and such a status. You now have the whole world cycle in your intellects you have the knowledge of all religions. Just as there is the genealogical tree of souls up there, so there is a genealogical tree of human beings here. Brahma is the great-great-grandfather. Then there is your generation. The world has to continue. The father explains, children, in order to become like Narayan from an ordinary human, your actions have to be equal to your words. Firstly, look at your stage. Baba, I will definitely claim my full inheritance from you. Therefore, that behavior is required. This is the only study to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. Only the Father teaches you the study. Only you become the kings of kings. They don't exist in any other lands. You first become pure kings. Then you become impure kings who don't have crowns of light, and you build temples to the pure kings and worship them. You are now studying. Why would a student forget his teacher? You say, Baba, Maya makes me forget you. You put blame on Maya. Oh, but it is you yourselves who have to remember, Baba. There is only the one principal teacher. All the others are assistant teachers. If you forget the father, then remember the teacher. You have been given three chances. If you forget one, remember another. Accha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vadarna. 1. In order to claim your full inheritance from the father, your actions have to be equal to your words. Make effort for this. Become a conqueror of attachment. 2. Constantly remember that you are the children of the ocean of peace and that you have to remain peaceful. Keep that bead in your mouth. Don't waste your time by being careless. Blessing. May you be a contented soul who is loved by everyone and makes the fortress of this gathering strong. The power of this gathering is a special power. No one can shake the fortress of this gathering that is united in one direction. However, the basis for this is to be loving with one another and to give regard to everyone, to remain content yourself and to make others content. Let no one be disturbed and let no one disturb you. Let all of you continue to give one another the cooperation of good wishes and pure feelings, and the fortress of this gathering will then become strong. The power of this gathering is the special basis for victory. Slogan, when every act of yours is accurate and yukti-yukt, you would then be called a pure soul. Avyak signal, accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. The very good thoughts that every child has for himself and for service, that from now on he will do this or do it in that way, that he will definitely do something and show it to everyone. Those who sow the seeds of such elevated thoughts, that is, they continue to sustain those seeds and put into practical form, those seeds of theirs will definitely become fruitful. Om Shanti.